right, we can punch out of here, and we're going to get to our guest, Sally Pipes, in just a second. She is a wonderful op-ed piece out of the Washington Examiner telling you what we've been telling you, that there's no way Joe Biden, should he get the nomination, should he get elected, is going to allow you to keep your private insurance. That is not part of the woke left. The squad won't go for it. The Bernie left that he's going to have to bring in, they're not going to go for it. They want single payer. And what Sally lays out, and we're going to get to, is that the public option would lead to that a step slower than going straight to single payer. But play Joe Biden saying how his plan would work.
So it's the best. What I would do immediately is restore all the cuts that have been made and then provide a public option. Let me explain how the public option works. How many of you have, when you were working, liked your, and you may still be working, many of you, how many of you like your employer-based health care? Did you think it was adequate? Now, if I come along and say, finish, you can't have it anymore. Well, that's what Medicare for All does. You cannot have it, period, number one. There's a hiatus spot in between, by the way, how long it's going to take. So I leave people the option. If you like your health care plan, your employer-based plan, you can keep it. If, in fact, you have private insurance, you can keep it. If you have no insurance at all, you are in the exchange, or, in fact, you can buy into the Medicare-like exchange. That is the add-on to Obamacare. And so what it would do, it would cost about, to get to the end, about, because I always like to know how much things are going to cost, it would cost about $750 billion over 10. Not $3 trillion, but $750 billion.
Here's the amazing part of this. Let me go right to Sally Pipes, president and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute. What Biden is not telling you is that what the government would essentially be doing is undercutting the private insurance companies by selling insurance products at a lower rate, which would then have to be subsidized by the taxpayer. Sally, you're there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. So Joe Biden released his plan on July 19th. And, he is in a dispute with Bernie Sanders over it, because Bernie is, of course, for Medicare for all, single payer, no private insurance allowed at all. It all would be banned. And Joe wants to build on Obamacare. I call it Bidencare 2.0. And what he wants to do is to put in a public option into the mix. If you think back to March of 2010, when Obamacare was being debated, the House version actually had a public option. But when that went to the Senate, they pulled it out, the public option being a government insurance plan that would compete with private insurers. And there's no question that what Biden is talking about, allowing this public option, would be a stepping stone to single-payer or Medicare for all, because, as you said, the public option, the government insurance plan, would be priced cheaper than private insurers can offer care. And ultimately, the private insurers would be forced out of the market, and we'd all be left with the government insurance plan, which, i.e., would be Medicare for all.
You know, when private sector businesses do that, they have a term for it. It's called predatory pricing, right? So if you've got a big box store that comes in, or a department store that comes in, they see a mom-and-pop sporting goods shop and a mom-and-pop shoe store and a mom-and-pop houseware store, they just drop their prices for a short period of time until those mom-and-pop businesses can no longer compete. They go out of business. Then the big box or department store raises its prices back up to market value, maybe even a little higher, to make up for the losses they took by undercutting. The government doesn't actually have to make a profit. You put that in your piece, that government doesn't have to make a profit. They don't even have to break even. So the Biden administration could set the prices so low that it makes it impossible, and restrict the risk corridor money from Obamacare, that the private insurers couldn't possibly stay in business.
No, I mean, in the grocery business, they call it a loss leader. They'll put up a big sign, butter, 50 cents. And then so people go in to buy it. And then so it gets you in the store, and then you buy everything else, and then they push the price back up. Exactly. So, Joe Biden is talking about his plan would cost $750 billion over 10 years. And, of course, it's cheaper than Bernie Sanders. Senator Sanders came out last week and actually admitted that his plan would cost between $30 and $40 trillion over 10 years. And it would have to be funded by tax increases, taxes on large financial institutions, a new payroll tax to raise about, you know, $3.9 trillion over $117 billion in new taxes. So all of these things, a 7.5% employer payroll tax. So of course he's in this dispute with Kamala Harris, who said she supports, on one day she supports single payer, and later that day she won't. But in fact, I think she really does believe in Medicare for all or single payer. But she said there wouldn't have to be any tax increases on the middle class, which of course is absolutely wrong.
Let me point something out here and tell me if I'm wrong. When you look at the concept of a public option, you could say, well, technically we have public option education, right? I mean, we haven't made private school illegal, but what percentage of kids attend private school versus what percentage of kids attend public school? And the reason for that is the only way to attend private school is to first lose your money in the taxes, then pay above to go to private school, which is a small percentage of the population. So what we'd be doing is turning the insurance industry into the public education system, which, oh, sure, we're not going to make private insurance illegal per se right away. We're just going to make it nearly impossible for you to go outside the government system.
Well, exactly. And the private insurers, as I mentioned, would be priced out of the market because government doesn't have to make a profit. And as Pramila Jayapal, the House member from Washington State, said in her talking about her House single-payer bill, which she would have fully implemented within 2 years. Senator Sanders' plan would come in, you know, over the course of 4 years. But she has said that there would be about 1 million people who are employed in the insurance industry would lose their jobs. So what are we going to do? We're going to have to, if this happens, if the single payer or even with the public option, the government, the federal government, would have to employ a lot more people to run their public option, the health insurance industry. And as we know, the American people are always critical of the Department of Motor Vehicles, which is a monopoly, and of course long waits to get appointments, and it's a complete disaster. At least with the post office today, with competition from FedEx, UPS, DHL, all of these things, there is a bit more competition in the Postal Service. And so the Postal Service, the federal government Postal Service, had to, you know, improve its ability to do the mail. But in fact, if you want to get something done quickly, of course, you use the private UPS or FedEx or whatever. But, you know, what Biden wants, the public option, ultimately, the government plan will, you know, take over and be the single provider, and we will have the same problems with the healthcare system as we do with the DMV, which the American people don't like, or the Veterans Administration, which is a true single payer system. And we all know, if you read the newspapers or listen to the radio or watch TV, the VA system, a single payer system, has become a disaster for our vets. Long waits, rationed care, lack of access to the latest treatments, and this is the American people need to realize when government takes over your healthcare system, either slowly through a public option or through a complete takeover by what Bernie Sanders wants, we will have the same problems as Canada, for where I'm from, and the average Canadian today waits over 5 months from seeing a primary care doctor to getting treatment by a specialist. Even under Biden's plan, you know, he would reduce what doctors are paid to Medicare rates, which are 40% below what doctors get treated for treating patients with private coverage. So that would lead to more doctors getting out of medicine. And the best and brightest kids who traditionally in this country have gone into medicine would not go into medicine. So we would have a doctor shortage, long wait, ration care, and particularly ration care for our seniors.
When we can't have a discussion about this without talking about the Democrats' immigration plan. I mean, they basically want an immigration plan where anybody who present, they want it to look the way it looks when people go from New York to New Jersey or North Carolina to South Carolina. You just cross the border, get your papers stamped. I mean, not that we stamp papers in the States, but you get my point. They want it to be as easy as basically you show up, you stamp your papers, and in you go, and onto these systems you go. You get enrolled. And at some point, the American taxpayer is going to realize they're paying more and getting less. You cannot have an open border with third world countries. You cannot bring in 10, 15, 20 million people, offer them free everything simply for arriving, and think the American taxpayer is going to continue paying up.
Well, I mean, as as in the two debates of June 26 and 27, when asked, you know, of the 20 Democratic presidential candidates who were on the podium, asked if they would support free health care for illegals. And everyone put up their hand, and they said the number was 11 million. I expect that number is probably very low. But if that's, I mean, that's just not fair to the American taxpayers who are paying taxes, many of whom are having a hard time, you know, if they don't have employer-sponsored coverage, they're having a hard time paying for their health coverage, and now they're going to have to pay higher taxes to subsidize those people who would be in this country illegally. It's just not fair, and it would also attract even more illegal immigrants to this country if they thought they could get free health care.
Yeah, I got to leave it there. Sally Pipes, founder and president, CEO of the Pacific Research Institute. Thank you so much. PacificResearch.org. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
All right, we got to go right back. I want to make sure that we're not we're staying on the main topic, even though